Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the high school level. On today's program, we meet the Jamaica 4-H Club's Boy and Girl of the Year, crowned at the recent National Achievement Expo of the Jamaica 4-H Clubs in April. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. While many youngsters across the country may think agriculture is not fun, cool, or interesting, there are others like Ronaldo Dallas of St. Mary High School and LaShawn Redwood of Manning School in Westmoreland who see the field as full of opportunities for development. In fact, the two avid agriculturalists have displayed such skill and progress in the field that they were selected as Boy and Girl of the Year for 2015 at the recent Jamaica 4-H Club's National Achievement Expo.
I'm really excited but a bit nervous at the same time, but I'm really excited and overwhelmed to be the Boy of the Year.
Words can't really express how I feel. It's my first time advancing to nationals, being at Denby, and I've won the competition.
Girl of the Year, LaShawn Redwood, and before her, Boy of the Year, Ronaldo Dallas.
To qualify for this special award, 4-H Clubite would have to have several years of work and exposure within the organization. Also, they would have to have participated in other competitive events prior to Boy and Girl of the Year. In fact, it's really that event that, as a 4-H Clubite, you hope and dream about being a Boy or a 4-H Girl of the Year.
Executive Director of the 4-H Clubs, Ronald Blake. He says both Dallas and Redwood are truly deserving winners, having showed great skill and agricultural know-how over the years.
These are two excellent youngsters. In fact, they have several years of 4-H experience. And in fact, the Boy of the Year competed last year and was a good competitor. And so it is not very surprising that he would have been ready enough to be Boy of the Year this year. The young lady, she has excellent leadership skill. She is a very good public speaker and is someone who understands the 4-H Club. She's very committed to agriculture, and I'm sure they both are going to have an excellent one-year reign this year.
Now to meet the Boy and Girl of the moment. Dallas says hard work and determination were the ingredients to his success.
Hard work does pay off. I spent many nights preparing my project books and completing various projects. It took a lot of time to do these projects. So if you wish to become the Boy of the Year or Girl of the Year, hard work is a must.
The future veterinarian or marine biologist is encouraging more youngsters to get involved in agriculture.
They need to become more involved in agricultural activities and 4-H, as it will help to benefit you a lot in the future. This will help me in my studies, as I've learned a lot over the past few months in training for my competition.
Now Redwood outlines some of the projects she has done for her school's 4-H club.
For my project, I assisted senior citizens within my community. I helped them out with garden produce, and I did some tag drives for my 4-H fun day recently held in my parish. And also, my parish or agri-processing product was cocoa. So I developed a cocoa bun, which I entitled Lily's Cocoa Bun for my parish.
The future pediatric neurosurgeon says although a bit difficult, her 4-H experience has been quite rewarding.
I had to break in time within classes to go down to the farm, work with persons, get training from my parish coordinators and my club leaders, and it has really helped. I'm glad to be Jamaica's 4-H Girl of the Year. No, I'm not going to stop here. I'm going to make a positive contribution to my country and continue working along with the 4-H Club of Jamaica.
I believe the children are
today, the National Child Month Committee invites you to role play with your child how to react in emergencies. Another tip to help protect our children. Play your part because the safety of Jamaica's children is our priority. That's it for this week's program. Join us again next time. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. or call us at 926-3590. Till next week, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.